Hello and welcome to the 72nd Planet Destiny podcast.
I've been having a lot of fun in Destiny this week. We had a surprise Iron Banner, like hello, surprise.
Iron Banner just popped up.
Surprise Banner. We got the Crucible live stream, which was pretty interesting. It's been a good week. If anybody doesn't know, there's Rumble Mayhem right now in the Crucible playlist, which is an absolute blast. It's a pretty good week for Destiny, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I've been having fun. I was playing Iron Banner. I was definitely surprised that they were like, Wednesday, they flipped the switch. They fixed, obviously, the heavy ammo problem. And they were just like, boom, let's get some Iron Banner rewards. You want that Iron Wreath? Yes, I'll take it. I haven't got one yet. Now I have one.
Yeah. When I suddenly saw a tweet that people were like, hey, Pet, Iron Banner's active. I'm like, it's fucking Wednesday.
Yeah.
That fusion rifle roll, though, this week is pretty spectacular.
Is it? It can really use some range.
I think it's really good.
Does it have a rangefinder?
No.
Brace frame is really nice. I could do without Hidden Hand for a range perk.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't the range what propels like or creates the speed of the projectiles?
That's what gets you those like long distance kills.
Those
kills that get you messages in your inbox later.
Be like, hey, nice hacking.
Yeah.
I reported you.
Reported.
My favorite ones to read every day.
And then the Iron Wreath is a pretty good roll, too. It's like a max stability roll.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty good. Stability is always a good thing. I haven't really looked at the rolls. I was just like, oh, hey, Iron Banner's here. Let's stream some Iron Banner and play it. When I played yesterday, it was fine for me. Played for about 2 hours, I think, and it felt pretty good. Second game, I got a 335 chest piece, so rewards are still good. But I didn't experience any lag, really. Maybe, like, one random red bar was a little laggy, but besides that, it was good for the 2 hours.
That's what I was seeing, too, Watts, is, like, I'd see a random red bar every once in a while, but for the most part, it felt pretty good.
Mine was definitely across the board, but because I noticed each team brings in its own eclectic collection of connections with it, and it definitely ranged. Some games there was no lag and it was awesome. And then other games we get matched up against another team and there would be like two or three red bar gods. And they would be on the top of the leaderboard and they would chew a whole mag of last word and it'd make me salty. And of course they were using universal remote because, you know, endless shotgun.
Oh
ammo.
God, that universal remote is everywhere now, man.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
People love it now.
People freaking everywhere. It's not like No Land Beyond where you have to be good at sniping. It is just another shotgun with infinite ammo.
And really good range.
Better range.
Yeah. And better range.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
It's kind of pissed me off a little bit. I've been able to maintain my cool, but it's pissed me off.
I don't think so. When I was streaming, I had some people go, hey, I came from Tefty's stream. He's kind of salty about Universal Remote.
Every other team would be like two guys running Universal Remote, and I would be the target, obviously. They'd be like, oh, well, of course, we're going to shove this Universal Remote in front of Tefty, you know?
Oh, and, yeah. I think it's got surprising range. It's got year one range.
So what you're saying is I need to just go run Universal Remote now?
Yes.
Okay.
Tomorrow, three Universal Remotes.
We're doing three Universal Remote trials? All right.
Our aim will be awful.
I'll do it with my Titan, so I can just Titan skate around like a doofus. And
I'm coming into that chat just to troll.
but I will say, you know, like I said, it depending on the teams that we had, or the team, like the, I rotated teams, I think, four times. Some matchups were more laggy than others. There were some really good games where it felt nice. So it honestly just felt like normal Crucible, how Crucible feels right now, even with the matchmaking. Yeah. I was like, this is exactly like Control, how we get matched up. So
I don't feel like it's a bad experience right now. I'm getting in there. I'm having fun. When I do get salty, it's usually because I miss shots or I'm not performing as well as I'd like, or because I got somebody talking about donuts in my ear for 30 minutes and I need to change up the fire team.
It's a good
donuts,
dude. I will let someone if someone can continually talk about donuts for 30 minutes, they can stay in my fire team. That's dedication.
Now you know what it was. You said it several podcasts ago. He said the whole week should be Iron Banner, where everything that's Crucible related gains Iron Banner reputation and also has light levels enabled.
That would be cool.
That'd be fun. Because what I really want to be playing is was the playlist of the week before the Iron Banner dropped. It was there for Tuesday and Wednesday morning, and it was Mayhem Rumble. And I got to tell you, I was having a blast playing Mayhem Rumble. That's something that you don't see too often. It is just nonstop action. It is so fun. It's not as chaotic as regular Mayhem matches tend to be, where you got, you know, like 12 people in there. Since it's a smaller field, like you can excel. You do feel like there is some skill involved in this match, but it's just like you constantly have grenades, you constantly have supers. The scores are huge. It's super fun, and I've been struggling. Overwatch is out, right? And I bought Overwatch day one. I was super hyped about it. I played, I think, 12 hours or so of Overwatch as soon as it came out, and then I saw Mayhem Rumble. I tried to play a couple of games, and I've been playing Mayhem Rumble as much as I can
it doesn't come around every week.
It doesn't. No. It's not here that often.
No, and it's super fun. Like with any class too. If you want to be fun police, you can go in there with a defender. If you want to play Golden Gun, you know, like it doesn't matter what class you are. It's just fun to do. You know, I finally got the Zen Meteor last week, and I've been playing with it for the last week. And I've been like, you know, I've been just in love with the gun because it's so much fun to use. I've never had a sniper rifle that I've been so in love with. And because you hit a body shot and the guy runs behind cover, you just shoot at the floor a couple of times and watch him die and wait for the messages to roll in.
Oh, man, that's dirty.
It is. It's that's the dirtiest, dirty. Best thing I've ever done.
That's great. You know what? I got the Zen Meteor and I haven't even tried it out.
Oh, man, it's super fun.
I know. I got it like last week.
Tried it out for a week?
That was like I play on both systems, man.
I'm gonna go shoot three things and then shoot one thing, because
here's my biggest problem with playing on two systems. When I get like I have an LDR right now that I really love on the PS4, and I do not have an LDR that I love on the Xbox, and that's a problem. It's a big problem.
But then again, I'm not playing enough to get one.
So, you know, I'm grinding for a longbow, LDR, you know, whatever. It's a little frustrating. With the exotics, at least there's parity. So I could be like, okay, I use the Last Word on both systems or the Mida, and still have a somewhat similar experience. With the Zen Meteor, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Just use patience and time. It's so slow. Actually, never mind.
Oh, my God. No, Zen Meteor. Okay, there's nothing about Zen Meteor that says this gun is good in PvP until you start using it. And it's got, like, mega aim assist. So that does really help in PvP.
Very high.
But if you do get dynamite with a laser beam to proc in PvP, you're literally going to be singing a theme song about yourself for the next 3 days. Like, it is so fun if you do get that to proc. Like, it literally... It's, I think, the coolest thing to do in Destiny right now. It's just, like, amazing. Like, there's very little you can control to make those circumstances line up and happen. But if it does happen, man, it is spectacular.
I've gotten it to proc about 4 or 5 times now, and every single time it's in a 3v3 playlist.
Oh, yep. Nuts. Yep. You got to play some zone control or control, man. So, yeah, I had, like, 3 guys just run in front of my sniper rifle. Pop, pop, pop. And then the 4th guy came in. I fired right away. Got that huge explosion. And then basically celebrated for the rest of the day. I told my wife about it. She wasn't impressed. I don't understand why. I was expecting, like, a big dinner, like a celebratory dinner. Nothing happened.
I was testing out patience and time a little bit. And, oh, my God, that gun is not fun to use anymore for some reason.
It's not.
Right, what did they do to it?
Scope. Right?
The scope. Like, the scope zoom is... it's just so heavy. The scope zooms in really far. The gun handles really slow. Nothing wrong with, like, the gun handling really slow. It's okay, design choice. But when you have so many other options that, you know, will respond like right. I need a sniper rifle, like, you know, in the next 3 seconds. And you don't have to fucking.
They email most guns to you. This one comes snail mail.
Yeah.
I used it once and was like, this isn't good. What am I supposed to do with this? Literally just sit at the back of the map and go invisible and try and kill people.
That's what people do on that moon map all the time. They're all sitting in there with patience and time.
Yeah,
it's a perfect place to use that.
First light, is that what we call first light?
First light.
It is sad. It's a year one favorite that definitely did not come forward. I think as everybody grew accustomed to the meta, the lower zooms just are king. There's no reason to use a higher zoom scope in the Crucible unless you're playing first light. But even then, when you play first light,
that doesn't even come up.
Yeah, the map doesn't come up, and when it does, usually the timer runs out before the game ends. So,
yeah, when you think back to playing the beta and you think of First Light and how it was, and you were playing Rusted and stuff as well, and the game was so different.
Yeah.
Not many people sniped at all, really. There wasn't many snipers. It was Suros, so just auto rifles in general, mostly shotguns.
You didn't need a sniper rifle, you had a Suros.
That's true. It could hit you from absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
The game's changed a lot.
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit.
Yeah. So speaking of games changing a lot, do you guys... I have no idea where I was going with that segue. So how about that Bungie ride-along in the Crucible?
The ride-along. Game-changing concept to making... Yeah.
But what was really cool was like seeing the maps in their early stages.
Yeah, that was the best part.
That was cool. Yeah. The concept, especially for Twilight Gap... I was like, Twilight Gap concept art looks amazing. I was like, what map is this?
I
want to
play that map.
Right, yeah.
Well, they were talking about Rusted Lands at the beginning. I'm like, this doesn't look anything like Rusted Lands. Like, it started off as effects theme mapped and a map, and then they kind of migrated over to be on Earth. And, I mean, the structures were completely different. The geometry was different. They said there was different ways of navigating the map in early. I guess that was their first map they designed and the first map they playtested on. And it has changed dramatically since they first did it. It was interesting to hear them talk about this. I think part of my problem is that they set the bar high for themselves with the first ride-alongs, where they were bringing out plenty of like art, like of the making of. They went into great depths talking about like, what was I thinking when I designed this area of the Cosmodrome, and why is there a big hole here? It's because there was a blast here, this pipeline exploded. Like, that's the kind of detail I'm hoping to hear on these ride-alongs, in the Raid ride-along or in the Crucible ride-along. And that stuff, I don't know, they haven't been doing that as much lately. And, if we're going to do this, let's do it. Let's, get into that detail. Like, why did you develop, make this look a certain way? They went into an anomaly. And I was hoping they would go to Anomaly, and they really did very little to explain anything about that map. They showed some custom artwork. They said this was a hard one to design, and then they spent most of the time talking about how they tried to delete any places for Guardians to hide, like standing on lights or hiding in corners. Like, I want to hear about the Anomaly. Like, what are you guys?
Where did the idea come from?
You know? Yeah.
It's an engram. It's a dodecahedron.
Did they talk about Black Shield or Cauldron?
No, they did not.
No, they only went through three maps. The person who designed Black Shield was there.
Of course they stayed away from those maps, because why the hell did they put doors in those maps?
Yeah, I didn't feel like I really saw much that I didn't already know. Seeing more concept art would have been interesting, and just knowing like the reasoning behind a lot of their decisions for maps. They kind of touched on it a little bit, but they didn't go into enough detail for me. I want the details when it comes to this kind of thing. I really want all of the details. Why did you choose to do this map? Why is it in this location? You know, what's the lore behind it? Why did you decide to have it be these kind of encounters on this map? I would just have loved to have heard more. But, I mean, the parts that we saw were interesting. It's just, we saw, like, what, two concept art pictures?
We saw like, two concept art pictures. Then we saw some...
A 3D...
An early just like graphic design concept, and then some very early map renders of it. Yeah.
Or even just showing us, like, actually using the dev kit to show us.
Yeah, that's... I don't know if they... Well, they've shown the dev kit for the sound... in the sound design vidoc. They've shown what the dev kit looks like on that end. So, I don't know. I think it would be cool just to see a map in the dev kit and have them fly. You'd be able to like fly around the map and like you would like your yeah
That would have been cool. It would have been really nice because they're saying how they're working on all of these new maps. It would have been really cool if they just show us like an early concept of one of those.
Would have loved to see that. I mean, especially
it wouldn't
for
have been
Crucible.
Like a huge deal if they right. showed us. It wouldn't ruin anything. It's just like,
even if
oh,
it's
hey,
all
so
just like that block
map.
Outline with none of the textures, you know, where it just look like white walls all the way around. That would have been awesome.
What else has been going on in the world of Destiny?
We've heard that Destiny 2 may have been rebooted.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, there was that news, yeah.
Kotaku yeah. kind of wrote up a little thing where it looks like they're reporting that Destiny 2 was rebooted. Luke Smith is now in charge of the project.
Yeah, I mean, they were talking that it's still targeted for 2017. I think it was like an investor call. Wasn't the investor call also confirming the reboot, right? So, first off, I think it's actually great that they're rebooting Destiny 2. And because I know it's scary at first to be like, oh, God, please don't stretch this out to 2018 or something like that. And I don't think that's going to happen. But a reboot of Destiny 2 means they've listened to all the problems. Like, lag.
Does it? That's what that means, you think?
Absolutely. Like, we're saying, your engine's garbage. Please rewrite it. Uh-oh. Skype is going crazy again. Okay, there we go. Yeah, the engine has problems. Rewrite it. Okay, let's rewrite it. Let's reboot Destiny 2 so the engine is doing more things that we actually need. Like, for instance, maybe support dedicated servers. Get those custom matches in there. Also rewrite it so it's 60 frames per second. Also get rid of all the optimizations for last gen because we don't need those anymore. Boom, they're out, you know?
Well, I hope that's what it means too, Tefty, but this news doesn't say that to me at all.
What do you think it says?
It doesn't say much anything. It says that there are some problems, and they needed to reboot it, just like they needed to reboot Destiny 1, you know, before it,
yeah,
it launched. And
they
rebooted that a year before it launched, and you see what we got. I mean, I love Destiny, don't get me wrong, but you can definitely tell there is huge chunks of that game that just don't kind of fit with the rest of it. So hopefully that's not what we're going to get with Destiny 2. What I was hoping all this time is that, you know, I love Destiny, and what I'm hoping for, Destiny 2 is going to be like the fulfillment of that vision. Like, they've been working since the release of Destiny to fulfill that vision, to make this huge sweeping tale with like a, you know, custom matchmaking and, you know, like all these different planets, and you can fly your ship wherever you want. You know, who knows what's going to be in Destiny 2. Now I'm scared that we're going to get this kind of unfinished, brokenish experience like we got with Destiny 1.
Well, the good news is that since Destiny came out, there's been like 300 or 400 new people added to Bungie. So there's a lot of people working on new content.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. We don't know the whole story. It could just be like a small thing.
It could just be as simple as just putting Luke Smith in charge, and maybe they're not getting rid of everything, but they're just like, okay, well, we're having Luke Smith actually do everything going forward.
Yeah, a new CEO came in early in this year and was most likely a part of saying, let's restructure this to make sure we hit the target. Yeah, I'm very optimistic because they made a lot of money in this game. And just like you said, they've grown as a company very big. The community is very
vocal. Huge
built-in
audience ready to go.
Exactly. You know. They're ready. Yeah, they see the numbers. And Activision definitely sees that and says, we need to make this hit. You know. So from Destiny Vanilla, there's going to be some people that never return because they were burnt. And then there's people that returned from Taken King, and new people that joined on Taken King had a great time. Obviously, there's atrophy to the population right now because of content drought. So every time there's going to be that new cycle, but I'm pretty sure there'll be an even bigger population that says, oh, this game is in the second generation of it now. Let's see what it's all about. My buddy is still really pissed off that he bought Destiny in July, like the whole thing, paid $60 for, you know, all the expansions of vanilla Destiny and everything. And then 2 months later, he essentially couldn't play the game anymore. He was pissed. I was like,
but like, you know, 30 seconds of internet Googling could have saved him.
So I don't know, actually. Honestly, I don't know if he could have Googled that and figured it out for himself, because in like we're surrounded by Destiny, but outside it's a complicated game to look into. Like, I think it was Man vs. Game talked about how he just leveled up a Titan to like he got it to max level. He said max level. He said now what to do. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I tweeted, I was like, hey, you have to grind heroic strikes to get raid ready until you're like light level 280. If you don't really play the game, even saying you have to grind heroic strikes is like,
like, what are you talking about?
Mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little daunting. I've been trying to help a couple people level up a little bit, and it's like, wait, shit, when you start a completely new account, you can't just like toss over some high level weapons to bump your light level up to start out. Yeah, you have to go do just like random stuff until you just kind of luck into a high enough light level. Fortunately, the one-to-one infusion.
Well, it builds on itself now, though. I mean, it used to. I feel like it used to be a lot luckier, but now that it builds on itself, like it's basically just kind of constantly feeding you higher light level than you have. You know, as where before it felt a lot more random, and goddamn, in Vanilla Destiny, it was like, who knows?
Yeah, Forever 29. Vanilla Destiny was the true grind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, that was a painful grind. Oh, speaking of grinds, I am 335 on all three Xbox characters now.
Nice.
Wow. God, get a life, Tefty. Jeez.
Honestly, I'm sad about it. I was hoping this was going to stretch out till July.
Just delete one. Delete one.
Just delete a character, yeah. I am not 335 on the PlayStation, though. So my Xbox luck is apparently better. My RNG is better on Xbox.
I could not care less about light level because I know that in September, it's not going to mean a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Also, I'm already tier 11 on my hunter.
There you go.
I'm 551 on my hunter on PS4 accidentally. I'm like, aw, can't even work towards tier 12?
And there's no activity in this game that I feel like any of my characters are not high enough light level for. And I think The lowest light level care is probably 328 or 329. I did miss trials over the weekend, though. I'm glad it's coming back. It is coming back this weekend. I think Bungie confirmed that.
Well, yeah, they posted that. Hey, the forecast is
trials.
the forecast is that there's no rocket storms or whatever. Some normal Deej wording.
Oh yeah. I hope it's Burning Shrine.
Oh, that'd
just
be nice.
Just to celebrate the fact that Trials is back and Heavy Ammo Glitch is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I would love it.
Nice. So many opportunities for explosive rounds on that map.
Damn, I'm going to have to try that now.
Dude, it's so fun.
Plus, you spawn with 12 shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that.
You want to tell us about something you love?
Yeah, so let's talk about Blue, because no doubt you've noticed these mics and headphones that we are using. They're just some of the iconic gear that Blue creates. Blue's award-winning products are the driving force behind professional musicians, internet creators, and countless elite gaming teams and Twitch streamers, kind of like us. We use them. Their Yeti USB mic is the internet's most popular microphone, and their MoFi and Lola headphones deliver insane sound and personalized fit. Blue offers everything you need to completely immerse yourself in the ultimate gameplay experience. Learn more about Blue at bluemic.com.
I'm giving away one of those tomorrow.
Nice.
Looking forward to doing that on stream.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Tomorrow you're doing it?
Away on stream. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm not joking. I'm giving away one tomorrow on stream also.
Damn, it's Blue Mic Day.
It is Blue Mic Phone Day.
I'm not giving away one tomorrow.
That's incredible. How did we all, except for Pat, come to, you know, it's because he did too much Overwatch. That's why. Otherwise, he would have done on Friday.
He did too much Overwatch.
Yeah. At PSN Jelly Belly, when/are you starting to prepare for the fall DLC?
Never.
Question
Never.
Mark. Hoarding Engrams? Question mark.
Never.
No.
I honestly, in the beginning, like when with the Taken King, like the first DLCs, I think everyone was kind of like, okay, I'm going to save up some stuff. But I think now people are starting to understand that you kind of ruin the experience for yourself doing
that.
Yeah,
but if they have the raid drop 3 days after the DLC again, I mean,
can we all agree that they should not do that?
Oh, I can totally agree they should not do it. That was
2 weeks.
Brutal.
Give
played
us a 2 week buffer.
More Destiny in those 3 days than I've ever played Destiny. Because I was just trying to rank up to get into that raid. Give us a little teasers about it, but don't let us in.
Yeah. Like not even see the entrance. Like make like a bunch of ominous big looking things like anywhere.
No, let us see the entrance because I want it to be like the Venus raid, like the Vault of Glass, where you could actually help people open that door when you're out on patrol. Like that was one of the coolest things about Vault of Glass was
Yeah.
Or just randomly being the seventh guardian, like opening that door.
Yeah. Why? I really hope they do that again, because Crota's End didn't have it, which was, you know, it was like, okay, it was Crota's End. But then they didn't have it on the Dreadnought. You could have easily gone in and out. Well,
easily done it on the Dreadnought. Would have been
a problem. Yeah.
Although you would have had people stealing your balls, though. Like, I'll be honest with you. If I saw people trying to get those balls and bring it back, and I was just a random guardian running by, and I could have grabbed one and jumped off the cliff and fucked up their raid run, that would have been a hard urge to suppress.
That would have been annoying. Or they would have made it so you just couldn't pick them up. Or okay. You know, the Dreadnought, it maybe is a bad example, because there's a lot of mechanics in there, and there's Court of Oryx and all that. But if they make it so you can go to, say, Earth Patrol, let's assume it's on Earth, you go to Earth Patrol, and you can see people going to the raid. That's so exciting. You see real-world people be like, oh, that's a group of six, and they're going to go do the raid. That's so cool.
At, hey, laugh my ass off, 10101. How do you get good with snipers when you're on full hilt tilt? I can speak to this. When I'm on tilt, man, when I'm like really like feeling like I need to, like I'm gonna smash a controller or something, or I'm really getting pissed off, I got two options. I can either just like forget about it, like mentally like understand what's happening and try and just release that ill will, because I know that in my heart, in my head, I know that it's not helping me. I know it's not doing me any good. And I know I'd be having more fun if I could just relax and have some fun, have some good conversation with the people I'm playing with. Sometimes that doesn't work. Sometimes I'm so far down that path that doesn't work. I have to just do something else. Just walk away.
Get on a Titan. Put on Lord of Wolves. Float around.
Universal remote, because you're going to die a bunch floating around.
Or that too. I had so much fun with Lord of Wolves, though. It's Lord of like the greatest thing. It has the most ridiculous range. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, just run around with a shotgun on a Titan. You'll feel great after.
At Tutty Maximilian, can you imagine yourself playing this game for 10 years?
As long as it evolves.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoy Destiny. I don't know if people think there's some kind of conspiracy that everyone that plays Destiny secretly hates it, but I really enjoy Destiny. I can get on and do Trials and I'm having a great time. I can get on and do Crucible. I'm having a great time. And as long as they're bringing out new content and they're giving us more things to achieve and more things to explore, then yeah, absolutely.
This game offers stuff that no other game offers, and I get excited about other games as they're coming out, and I wonder, with The Division, with Overwatch, am I going to like just be playing this game so much that, you know, this is going to be my new thing? But what keeps happening is I bounce off of it, I come back to Destiny, because Destiny offers things that other games don't. Like, it offers this inclusive experience with PvE blended with PvP. It offers this loot system. It offers this social play with, you know, six-man fire teams. And, it just offers so much that no other game is offering right now. And it's a Bungie shooter that feels awesome. At Mitchell Gilbert, how do you feel about Voidwalkers in PvE? Are they a legitimate contender or just mindless fun? Not in the current raid, but in most other pieces of PvE.
There you go.
You know, in the Dark Below, I think Voidwalkers were one of the strongest classes for the raid.
Yeah.
You know, because they had so much damage potential. Well, we do have a
hosting recording the call, by the
robots.
Way.
Robots.
Do we know who's hosting the call?
Not the same guy who's going to be hosting it next week.
Right.
I mean, I think that Voidwalkers were super fun. They're super fun to use. They do a ton of damage. They have bloom that happens on their melee and on their super and on their grenade. So they could wipe out massive loads of enemies all at once. Depending on the situation, they're very strong in PvE.
Mm-hmm.
But in the current raid, they suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the raid. Yeah. In the raid, they're not very useful.
But you know what? Let's talk about that. They suck because you have this option to, when you get physics'd from, you know, like let's say you're jumping out of the Dome of Pain or the, you know, like the bubble, and you just happen to die because of the physics, you can self-res. So there's
The Voidwalkers can't do that.
Yeah, Voidwalkers can't do that. So I'm just talking about like the reasons why people would rather run self-res in PvE, you know?
Yeah.
And so some of these problems in the raid that hopefully doesn't happen in the future to get fixed. You know, you detonate and maybe you're in the aura, yet you still die.
At General Disarray, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck year two thorn?
About tree fitty.
Good answer. Moving on. At Moneybags 133, do you think players are too sensitive when it comes to trash talk? Should they ignore it or let it bother them?
Report them and then move on with your life.
I think that's the best answer for that. Report them, move on. Don't ever let it bother you.
No, you don't need to let it bother you.
The person on the other side of that message is probably like a sniveling, spoiled 11-year-old. It has no impact on your life.
But he messaged me.
When anyone feels the necessity to talk down to another person, it's probably because they're not having a very good time themselves. So just, I would just say, it's okay. We still love you. Move on. It's fine.
I just tell them to subscribe to Playing Destiny for more tips and tricks on how to get good.
At Condi Fly, if you could design a new type of PvP mode, what would it be? Try and keep your answers to a minute or less.
I'll go with MOBA. I'll go with MOBA mode.
That would be awesome. Like,
I get to play as Lord Saladin and like all of the mighty warriors that we don't know that much about, and they all have their own individual skill sets. I would love that.
That would be cool.
That's awesome.
It would be interesting to see how that played out in Destiny.
It'd be interesting as if your minions were like Vex, Fallen, or Cabal, or, you know, Hive, you know? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. You could have all of the different maps, and they have different types of minions.
That'd be interesting. For me, I just like a legit Capture the Flag. Rift is not true Capture the Flag. Some people are going to say, oh, Rift. It's like, no,
it's not. Capture the Flag, definitely.
Yeah, Capture the Flag is where you actually take you grab their flag, and you bring it back to your base.
Yeah,
and that counts as a point.
There's the part of sneaking into their base, either by killing them all or being undetected, grabbing their flag and getting all the way to your base. And then I like when it's two teams both have flags, because you got to hope that your flag is there when you get there, so you're not standing there with your flag in your hand. This is terrible. Just let it go.
Man,
the recording will catch it all, guys.
It's always been Briar's telling a story.
Yeah, Briar tells a story and it stops, and then we get like... We get some share at the end of there. Tell me, Briar,
like
do you
see,
believe in life after love?
I'd really like to see a gun game. I think that bringing stealing gun game
gun
from
game
Call
would,
of Duty
gun game would be perfect.
Would be so fun. And I know that it would be a significant thing to do, because you'd have to have Guardians load in there with like no inventory and just give them the shit when they earned it through the gun game. But god damn, that'd be so fun. If it was only exotic weapons, even. That would be awesome. Like, you get a kill with an exotic weapon, you get a different exotic weapon, you just got to keep going. First one to 25 kills wins. Like, that would be so fun. At Admiral Alyssa, what should Bungie prioritize until the sequel? Custom games for PvP or matchmaking for raids and Nightfall for PvE players?
Well, ranked playlists.
Well, first off, matchmaking for raids, I don't think should happen, honestly.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
Nah.
I think custom matches, honestly. Guys, not to bring up Doom again, but have you seen that snap map thing?
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, oh, please. That would be amazing in Destiny.
Yeah.
Some sort of, I mean, again, it's Forge, essentially, but they're making it so you can make a snap map, get an ID, and then share it with your friends and be like, hey, try my snap map. And you can have co-op or deathmatch and all that. It's really cool. I mean, it's not the most functional, you know, it's not like a fully realized type of thing, but it's good enough to be able to build some content like that. And the community would come up with the most amazing stuff. I mean, we've talked about this in the past on podcasts, but
if they did this, man, it would take so much of the pressure off. Like, if they wanted to do like a year between major updates, I feel like they could get away with it much easier if the community was constantly releasing PvE and PvP maps, you know, or modified PvE and PvP. Like, I know it'd be a huge development overhead to get it done.
Oh, yeah.
But it'd be like the benefits in the future would be so big. Brandon Wicks, 24. What are the best steps to become a streamer? What do you need to get everything going?
Okay, I'm going to highly recommend, I can't remember the name of the podcast, but it's done by Professor Broman and T-Rex, and they go over everything because it literally takes like 5 hours to go over everything
properly. Six or seven episodes of that, right?
Yeah, and that is going to be much better resource than just us telling you or trying to succinctly explain 7 hours worth of information. Yeah. So
you can start streaming and do it for a couple months. See if you gain traction and you still are enjoying it. If maybe then you want to start watching, you know, gaining more resources, gaining more knowledge about this, getting a PC that you can stream with. But you already have the tools to start doing it. Yeah. It's on you, buddy. Either you want to start doing it or you don't. But you already got the tools.
The name of the podcast is Streaming 101. Thank you very much, Chad.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a very, very in-depth podcast. They go over so much details on that.
If but you want to know all the details, go there. Yeah. Crafty started just streaming from PS4. Now he's one of the biggest Destiny streamers. Mm-hmm. And you just got to turn it on. Just turn it on, see what happens, see where it takes you.
At Gunner's Fan, what's with all the crunchy peanut butter hate in the last two episodes?
I don't want no crunchy peanut butter in a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Bleh.
This isn't Soviet Russia. We want smooth peanut butter.
Damn. Communistic peanut butter?
At 185, what are the Amos's values of all sniper scopes after the April update? Love the show. Holtz is a PvP beast.
Oh my god! I would have Hold on.
Are you gonna look this? Is one of those opportunities where you let everybody else fill in the time while you look it up.
But basically, all the ones that you want to use for PvP don't really modify aim assist. It's all like zero, right, except for ambush, which reduces it by 25.
Does it? Because there was some controversy there. It was either 25 or 10.
Can we talk about this when I get sleep?
Use the one that feels best for you, that you do the best with. There you go.
Snapshot to me, I don't care how much aim assist it takes away. It always will look the best to me.
I mean, honestly, I've been opting more. Well, okay, I've been playing a lot of Blade Dancer recently. I've rekindled my love for the Blade, and it's so good to be back playing it. With that quick draw, I just use rifle barrel instead on my LDR, and it feels good. Feels real good. With SLR-10.
At SonicXD81, what made the year one weapons that got into year two so special? Like, what, are you jealous? Do you have a year one weapon that you feel like got looked over? I don't understand.
There's a few. There's a few that, like, didn't get...
Pocket Infinity, Vex, Necrochasm.
Dude, Necrochasm's amazing.
Icebreaker, Thorn.
So, last summer... Gallimore. At some point last year, I was saying that we're going to see all of the year one weapon or all the year one exotics come back in year two. But now, because Destiny 2 got delayed, my suspicion is we're going to see more year one weapons come out during year three.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're holding some back. Like, I think the release schedule was originally to get this stuff all out there much faster. But now they're holding stuff back for year three.
Would you guys actually prefer that if they were just to be like, okay, we're starting fresh. You have your characters, but please, in terms of armor and weapons.
Please.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if I have to do hard light version 26 review in like year 7 or whatever, I'm just...
You know what it is? It's all going to be on the very last update of Destiny, you know, this version of Destiny. So you can still pop in that disc and play this Destiny. It's going to be relic'd, you know? But all that stuff will be there. But then you go to Destiny 2, it'll be... import your character or start a new one.
Destiny the deuce.
Dropping thy deuce.
At Zero Hero, would you guys rather get an entirely new class or three new subclasses for Destiny 2?
That's a tough one.
Classes.
I'm inclined to go with new subclasses because that means we're adding new elements as well, which is cool.
They wouldn't keep like the current Arc, Void, and Solar, but just redo the subclasses completely? You think they would just add three more?
I think they're going to redo. I think they're gonna like, yeah, they're gonna make some new ones.
Just make like a new element.
They could just they could make a brand new. They could be like
new subclasses within subclasses kind of thing.
I'm thinking add more nodes to the current subclasses.
I really hate that idea. I know it's logical, but god damn, I don't want it to be true.
I think that would be the best course of action.
I think that'd be the worst course of action. We're going to have played with these subclasses for 3 years. You really want to play with them for another 3 after that?
Well, what if it's a brand new super?
We've been playing the same subclasses in WoW for 12 years, 11 years.
Yeah, and look how psyched you are about that.
It's great. How was that hype train, huh?
I don't know, man. Dado and I did play it for 18 and a half hours straight last Wednesday.
You and Dado are special cases.
But that was the last time, though.
Wait,
you haven't played it since yet. I just want it to be like a 2.0 version, a rethought version of it. That it's not just shifting a couple nodes, but an actual
rethought.
It can
be similar. But I don't want it to be the same, and I don't want Viking Funeral.
Yeah, screw that. skill singers, please no.
Billy Baba Bob, what were your favorite shows you watched when you were growing up?
Hey Arnold. Pokemon.
Ren and Stimpy. Looney Tunes. Simpsons. Yeah.
I like Quantum Leap and V. V was an old sci-fi show.
Nice. I like all those shows you guys said. For fun.
All of those. Arthur.
Recently, I found out, I wasn't young when I saw this, but it was, you know, like teens, early 20s. But it's been brought to my attention that there's a Pimp My Ride International.
That's
hosted by Lil Jon.
Lil Jon?
Really?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Really?
Is this incredible? Perhaps available on Netflix?
You can Google it or YouTube it, and you will find Pimp My Ride International with Lil Jon hosting. Exhibit shows up, and he's like, yo, we're going to go to my boy Lil Jon. He's going to introduce him to stuff. And he's over there, and he's got some guys from Holland that are doing stuff. It's incredible.
I did not know this existed.
I
know.
That.
I was... My mind melted. It's incredible.
Yes. All right. Podcast over. I've got to go watch some Little John do Pimp My Ride.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to go sleep.
We want to do one more question?
Yeah, we do one more.
All right. I'm going to peruse through them and see which one's the best. All right. Here we go. At Steven Wood. What is, since the update, your most used exotic? Mine is Nothing Manacles. Cheers from the Netherlands. Current filming place of Pimp My Ride International. What's your most used?
For armor, I don't think I've actually taken off Bones of Ao
last update. Sure.
But if we're talking about like some for weapons,
I don't actually know. Maybe Last Word would be my most used. Yeah, I think Last Word. Because I mostly use legendaries now.
Yeah, I don't.
Or truth, because I'm using legendaries.
Yeah, I've been. I think I've only been. Let me just open up my character, see what I. Man, I haven't been using exotics.
Weapons for me, it's been Mida and Last Word.
Okay, that's it. That was the question.
Done.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the 72nd Planet Destiny podcast. The sleep-deprived, Patrick sleep-deprived plus Skype being weird edition of the podcast. Oh, have fun editing this one, Ryan. It'll be great. If you guys want to find me, in planetdestiny.com, you'll probably find links to stuff I do there. Yeah.
Just look for Holtzman.
Yeah, just
with two ends.
Just Google it.
Look
just
in
Google
bed.
Not one end.
If you want to find Holtzman, look in his bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Briar Rabbit. You can find me on Twitter at TheBriarRabbit. I'm on YouTube. Just look for I Killed Briar Rabbit, all caps. It's right up there. If you want to find me on Twitch, I stream on Twitch. Just look up for Briar Rabbit or on the Planet Destiny stream that you're possibly watching right now. That's pretty much it.
And I'm Teft Teft. You can talk to me at Teft on Twitter. Catch the streams I do for Planet Destiny as well. And also my personal channel, twitch.tv/teftyteft. And I got an Instagram, and I have a Snapchat that I never use. I think last time I used was like 3 weeks, maybe. And it was the one and only Snap, so it's gone. So it doesn't matter. Anyways.
Nice.
I'm Miss 5000 Watts. You can find me on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Twitch. Search Miss 5000 Watts. You should find me pretty easily.
Awesome. Well,
yay.
Thank you everyone for tuning in, and we will see you next week.